Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here, Bert Show.
I think it's offensive. I think we should be offensive. We're now referring to them as defective guys. is that what we're doing?
There's defective women.
Okay.
There's defective men.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're going to have a little fun with it. We're going to go a little extreme. Yes, everybody has flaws. Everybody has attributes. Some people's flaws are a little more excessive than their attributes, and those are the people we're going to focus on today.
Well, I'm 5'4", so does that make me defective? I'm defective. I'm a defective man.
Aww.
I'm the size of a Little League trophy. I'm defective.
Love yourself.
It's hard in this room sometimes.
Hey.
But we're labeling guys as defective.
That's a fact.
Hey, I got something good for you for all the defectives out there. I was at Home Goods yesterday.
For all the defectives out there.
Shout out to our defectives.
I was at Home Goods the other day, yeah. And I saw the cutest ceramic ghost that you put a candle in that I wanted to get. And guess what? It was defective. Like, there was a couple of scratches on it, whatever.
Yeah.
So I asked the nice Home Goods lady. I was like, hey, since there are, like, obviously, like, minor issues, does that mean I would be able to get some money off? And she's like, no, it's still full price. So even though you're defective, you're still full price, baby.
And don't change your value, King.
It doesn't.
I feel like I should be on the island of misfit toys. All right, so we're going to rank. This is what you guys are doing, ranking defective men.
Yes, correct.
Defective men feels like an oxymoron, really.
Now, if Mo and I come in a list for women tomorrow.
Yes, you can.
It's not going to be received the same.
It's not going to be received the same.
How about we give the, why don't we speak for all women, which is always goes well.
Always.
And we just say that we're okay with it. If we can do it for the men, then it's only fair that the women get it too.
Okay. It's a trap, Mo. We're not doing it.
It absolutely is.
It's not a trap. All right. So Abby, you're going to rank these defective men. Okay. I got 9 guys here. You don't have to rank them as we go. I'm going to give you all of them and then you can put them in the proper order.
Okay, so, I'm bringing out my notes app. Let's do this.
Yes, so, or you can just pull up your show sheet because I have them all listed here for you.
But I need to arrange them.
You can.
I need to visualize it.
Got it.
There we go.
Girl, do your thing. Do your
math
thing.
Look at the passion. Look at the focus.
Now here.
I feel like this is the NFL
it's
draft.
It's like a fantasy football draft. That's what it's giving.
You got Abby on a good day, on a good week, on a good month.
Abby perked up to say, yeah.
I'm ready.
So what you're doing is you're ranking them on how quickly you dump these guys.
Okay.
So the number one spot's going to be the guy out the gate. You're automatically dumping.
Okay.
Guy number 9, you'll keep him around for a date or two, but he's eventually going to get kicked to the curb. Okay?
He's just slightly defective.
Correct.
Where number 1 is like totally defective.
Number 1.
Can't even bring him out of Walmart.
Like, most defective.
Okay.
Like, you're, yeah, it's just bad.
All right.
So here are the men that you must rank.
Cassie, you went in on this year or two?
Heck yeah.
All right, so you have the anger guy, all right? Mm-hmm. Then you also have the cheater.
Wait, we don't have, definitions for these guys?
We do not.
Okay, so he's just angry.
Yes.
Yeah, the anger guy, the definition is he's angry.
He's angry.
Yes,
the definition
angry.
Of the cheater is he cheats.
Okay.
The definition of the liar?
He lies.
He does.
You asked.
Mo, the guy with weird friends?
He has weird friends.
Now, this one might throw you.
Okay.
The guy with poor hygiene.
I'm going to go with he has poor hygiene.
There you go.
Well, I saw this next one, and I was like, well, what does this one mean?
All right, then we have...
I think we need to rank defective co-hosts.
First of all, screw you. I'm vulnerable. What is... No, define... Say okay. This next one, and then tell me what it means.
All right, next one we have is the tease.
He be teasing.
He be teasing.
No, but like, does that mean like sexually? Am I getting like blue balls? Like what? What is the tease?
I think you are defective. Yeah.
When I hear a man that's a tease, I feel like he is teasing commitment, but he doesn't commit.
Okay. Thank you.
That one's fair.
Thanks.
Okay, the 1 in 9 shot. You got it.
Just the next one's tough, though.
Ready, Mo? The short guy.
Oh, God.
Bert.
And then lastly, the guy who makes inappropriate comments.
So, like, can I get, what does inappropriate mean?
Like, you're out with your friends, and he makes a crash joke, or he says something that's just off color, and it makes you, anything he says is not funny, it makes you uncomfortable.
If you rank short guy, more defective than angry guy, I'm going to take it personally.
So, never come short, angry guy.
I'm going to be both at the same time.
Oh, he's an angry little elf. All right, so number 9 is the short guy.
Okay.
Look, you're the least effective.
Oh, thank you. What a heart.
Oh, no, I meant most effective. Oh,
okay.
Never mind, reverse. All right, number 9, the guy that I am most likely to date, I'm going to go with...
Least likely to dump.
I'm going to go with the guy who makes inappropriate comments because...
What? Really? Wow.
You're picking that over the short guy?
Over the short guy even. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is her list.
That's this hurtful. Is my list. Let me live it. In number 8, I'm going to go with the guy with weird friends.
Okay.
Yeah, he ranks higher than the short guy. Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it's an ick in the beginning, because I'm going to look at him and go, well, if you're friends with these weirdos, then right? you must be one of them. Like birds of a feather,
you are
be flocking together.
Mm-hmm.
The next guy that I'm least likely to dump, I am going to go with the mama's boy. Because at least he likes his mom.
You ain't even dumped the stink guy yet.
The next guy that I'm least likely to dump. Or I guess now we're moving into the more likely to dump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Categories.
You're dumping all of them. It just depends on
how what
quickly.
Order.
And yes, mm-hmm. how quickly.
The next guy I am dumping is the guy with poor hygiene. Okay. We can throw him in a bath.
I am finding myself way less sensitive about that crap in London. my whole take is about to change.
This is the real spooky movie here. Okay.
What number are we at now?
We are at 1, 2, 3. Okay, so here's what I did. I started at number 9 thinking I could work down, but iMessage is I'm at number 13 technically. Yep. I thought it would work its way down. It's not, so I don't know what number we are.
Okay.
We're halfway through, I think. Mm-hmm. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the 5th one, so we're number 5. I am dumping. Give me short guy.
Okay, thank God we're in 5th.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, thank you.
Right in the middle. Okay, the next guy I am dumping, most likely to dump, is the liar. I really hate a liar.
Mm-hmm. Liar comes in at number 4.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. I'm not a good liar, so I feel like if you're good at lying, it's unfair. Okay,
the liar one leads into so many of the other ones also.
Yeah. So I feel like, okay, what do I have? I got rid of the mama's boy. I got... rid of the liar, guy with weird friends, poor hygiene. Okay, commitment phobe. You know what? I want to change my... I'm rearranging the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would like to switch out... Wait, no. I take that back. We're still in the game. Okay, so number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Is the cheater.
So cheater's coming in at number 3.
Yes. Or no, the commitment phobe. Sorry, the commitment phobe.
I feel like I'm in math class again, where everyone else gets it,
okay.
And I don't.
Okay, here. No, I'm going to, we're copying and pasting. We're going to do this right. All right, so start at number, who's at number 9, please? Go ahead, start at the top of your list.
The guy I am most likely to date, inappropriate comment guy.
Okay, hold on 1 second. All right, so got it.
Then the guy with weird friends.
Okay.
Then the mama's boy. Then the guy with poor hygiene. Then the short guy. Then the liar. Then the commitment phobe. We all on the same board?
One more time, please.
Inappropriate comment guy.
Got it.
Most dateable.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with weird friends, a little less dateable.
Got it.
The mama's boy, a little less dateable.
Perfect.
The guy with poor hygiene, even more less dateable.
Got it.
Then the short guy, liar, commitment phobe.
Got it.
Or the tease, as you guys want to say.
Mm-hmm. More less dateable. I would like an English teacher to call in. Critique. Let's get a math teacher and an English teacher to call in.
Can I have some grace here? Yes. It's been a tough week.
All right, so you're down to the cheater or the anger guy.
Okay. Give me the cheater.
Okay.
And then the least dateable man on this list is the anger guy.
We got it.
All right. Anger guy, least dateable, cheater, tease, liar, short guy, the guy with poor hygiene ranks in your liking better than the short guy. The mama's boy does better than the short guy.
Yeah.
The guy with weird friends does better than the short guy. The guy who makes inappropriate comments does better than the short guy.
Listen, I can scrub you, but I can't be making those legs longer.
I am going to find London guy and bring him in studio on Monday. It's the Bert Show.
Here, Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, Kristen, you have been telling us for years and years and years you are anti these ancestry tests. You don't trust the government.
No.
You want to know where your chromosomes are.
No, I don't. Abby, I have always been adamant for years that I am not spitting in a cup and giving anybody my DNA because I don't know what other, like, I don't know what the government's going to do with it. And all these articles came out that said something about they were using DNA and doing, I don't know if they were doing nefarious things with it, but it wasn't staying where you thought it was.
I assure you, if they get my spit, they are not cloning this. Maybe you guys have more of a concern.
What did you think they were going to do with it?
Here's the thing, Tommy. I ain't a scientist.
Well, here's the
thing. I don't know what the possibilities are that they could do with it, but I don't want anybody having it besides me.
Yeah, but whatever they do would probably be an improvement.
And I can assure you, if your sentence is, I ain't a scientist, it's already assumed.
Google Henrietta Lacks. I mean, yes. In hindsight, if I were Kristen listening, I wish I had not done this.
Really?
I wish I could take it back because my DNA's out there, and all it takes is one shady subdivision some company to clone you and then do experiments on or whatever. Like, the most personal information about myself is now in the hands of someone else.
And Cassie's so right. You have to Google Henrietta Lacks. That story is mind-boggling, mind-blowing. Her family has every reason to be outraged with the way they used and abused that woman's DNA.
Can you give us, like, a 30-second version of that? Now you got me all, like...
It has to do with like cancer research and cells, but her DNA was like used without permission from the family and kept like it's like the longest living human line of cancer cells or something like that. But there's a whole movie. The movie is The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, right. And you could watch it. But it is scary what they can do with your DNA, and then you don't know how the landscape is going to change moving forward. I just think it's something that some of us were a little too ooh, take my DNA. I want to find out about myself, not thinking through the potential future ramifications.
So anyway, that's always been my stance.
You think the next Clone Wars movie is going to be starring you? Just yes. A bunch of Kristen?
Just a bunch of little men. So I don't know what they're going to do with it, but I'm not going to give them an opportunity.
Okay. I don't even like the people that I know on my family tree. So why would I research people on my family tree, which is so consistently crappy?
But I think there's an even deeper reason as to why I'm so vehemently opposed to doing any type of ancestry testing, 23andMe, whatever other ones are out there. Because I just had another friend. This is not the first one. This is the second one to find out they had a half sibling they didn't know about. Right? So, and I mean, we're talking about like we're in our 40s, did not find out until now that their dad had a relationship with somebody else and they have a half sibling.
That would be jarring.
It would be very jarring.
Especially, you know your dad. If I got that info, it wouldn't shock me at all with my dad. But with your dad, it would be shocking.
No, it wouldn't be. I don't know what he did when he was deployed for two tours in Vietnam. I don't know if I have like a half sibling over there, potentially. It's highly plausible with the amount of drugs he was doing. and then he was married prior to my mom. And I really don't know anything about that relationship or anything about her. So, you know, like the 60s and 70s were all about that free love, man. And my dad was a handsome dude and he was a partier. And like I said, he did a lot of drugs. So I honestly am so afraid that if I did that, I would find a half sibling somewhere.
Okay, so let's play this out. All right, let's say you do and you find that you have a half sibling somewhere. What's the big deal?
I don't know.
Nothing's going to in your life is going to change.
Yes, it has changed because now I know this information that there's somebody else out there with part of my DNA that's like, and now that my dad is no longer with us and he's gone, and that could be, it would open such a huge can of worms, and I don't like worms.
Gives you a chance to go to Vietnam, which is supposed to be a beautiful country.
You know, what's going to suck, though, is when Jimmy's older and dating, what if Jimmy meets someone and you don't realize that person is son or the daughter
of
your half-sibling? Yep.
What a creepy Hallmark movie.
Weirder things have happened.
He ends up hooking up with his, it would be.
What would it be? Cousin. It would be a cousin. Yeah. A half-cousin.
Yep. And it's your fault.
You got to look at it, though, as like a cup half full. You just hit the organ lottery. Like, if you need a transplant, that's another go-to person.
Sounds like that woman in Vietnam hit the organ lottery.
You're not selling it.
At all.
You're not selling it. And this is coming from a woman whose dad had a liver transplant. You're not selling it.
Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. So I did the DNA test, and I will not regret doing it because it opened up a lot of deadlines for me. But I did find out that my great-great-grandmother was adopted, and that's been the hardest thing to find more information out about her adopted family. And then my grandfather has a sister that no one knew about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all these people just floating out there.
Yeah, we had assumed that my great-grandfather had passed away, but no, he left and had two other families, and one sister my grandfather had. So I have an aunt that I never knew, and I still don't know. And then my ex-husband and I were, because we were in a small town, we were third cousins.
Okay.
DNA.
Okay.
Yeah, I see your wheels turning. You want to do this phoner next. How did you end up dating somebody you were related to and you didn't know it?
Accidentally?
Yes.
Yes, that would be fun. All right, Candace, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And she pretty much sold your point right there.
Yeah, she did. So you know what? I'm just going to keep my spit in my mouth. You're welcome.
I'm at it.
This is The Burt Show.
Pretty bold statement here, Abby. Very bold statement to say you experienced every woman's worst nightmare.
Yeah, I feel like I have a little bit more empathy for you in that bathroom debacle you talked about last week where you used your own shorts to wipe your butt.
Yeah. Not my best moment. Doesn't really go on the highlight reel of my life.
Yeah. While we were in the commercial break, I was looking at the schedule and I saw this was coming up and I immediately thought, why did I pitch this to talk about on air? Like, that's how embarrassed I am about this, but a little behind the scenes action, we have to bring five things to talk about. And I was like, well, this is relatable, and so I guess I'll talk about it. It's this very embarrassing moment I had yesterday. So the embarrassment is fresh, where I experienced what I think most grown women fear more than, not most things, but a lot of things. So I recently started going back to church again, which is something new for me. And it's, you know what, I really like about it, other than the fact that, you know, I'm exploring this thing that I've based my entire life off of that I'm not sure I believe anymore. But I do love coming to church and being around a lot of people. I love a sense of community. I love being around a lot of people and getting out into the world.
Ooh, breaks for a second.
And I knew that was coming.
Breaks for a second.
What?
This is a larger issue.
No, we've already talked about that.
But I mean, that you don't entirely believe in anymore?
But I have already verbalized that
she
on
said that
the
before.
Air.
I don't recall a deep conversation about that.
It wasn't a super deep conversation, but she has definitely talked about it.
Definitely talked about it. Oh, for sure. That's when I cried on air. How could you forget that? Did my mental breakdown mean nothing to you?
Can we talk about it again as a refresher, or would you just rather pass over to your poopy story?
I would prefer, it's not a poop story, but I would prefer it, honestly, to this story. So sure. we can get into it.
Look at God.
Won't he do it?
Whichever way you want to go, you go ahead.
Go for it. Okay. Grill me about my favorite.
I'm not going to grill you, but I find it interesting. I mean, for your entire life, you have lived a very spiritual life, dedicated.
Religious
to Christianity?
Yes.
To Christianity. And only recently now, you are questioning all of that?
Yeah, I would say this isn't something that just happened overnight. I think for a long time, I think if you asked me why I believed, I think I started to not trust myself. I was like, if I was asking me about why I should convert to Christianity, I don't know that I would be a convincing subject. Mm. And so then I thought, if I couldn't convince somebody else of why I believe, then why should I believe myself? So it's a lot of lingering doubt that I think, having left my surroundings in my hometown and my community and church that I was deeply entrenched in, I think it allowed me to kind of explore those doubts further.
So now I remember this conversation we had. Do you feel like, how do I put this? Like, since you left Jacksonville and now you're in Atlanta, and you might have been struggling in some areas, that God hasn't been here for you?
The devil went down to Georgia for a horse on a steel. And then he found Abby.
Oh, the devil's in Georgia, all right. Or is he? Is he real? I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I talked about this yesterday because I'm in this group that is supposed to explore your doubts and your faith. And it's given me an opportunity to like put some blue light up to those things that have always kind of been there in terms of doubts and just things that I'm not really sure about. Mm-hmm. So I've just been taking some time. I took a year off from being super involved in church since I moved here. And I'm just trying to reestablish what it looks like for me and trying to find a mature faith that makes sense to where I actually really feel like my faith has some legs to stand on.
This must be very jarring for you. I mean, this has been your foundation for your entire life.
Oh, yeah. I'm in an emotional hole right now. Bert, I'm deeply depressed. It has not been easy. Mm-hmm. It is the foundation of which I based my entire life on. And now I'm 27, and I'm like, well, who am I without that if that's not real? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like the depression started before you started questioning or after you started questioning your religion?
I think I've been pretty deeply depressed since, like, February of this year. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am not doing well.
Well, at least you've been coming in here. You seem okay.
Oh, yeah. But faking it for a paycheck is something I can do.
But everybody will tell you, I mean, people with depression put on a face sometimes so well, you would have no idea what they're battling internally. So my question for you, and thank you for being so open and honest about this, because I think there's a lot of people that are in the same position as you, whether it be with questioning their faith or whether it be dealing with depression. What are you doing to actively try to get yourself out of this hole?
Well, I think for me, I'm the kind of person that I need to solve the problem that's causing the reason I'm in such like a deep depression.
Get to the root of it.
Yeah, yeah. So for me, I'm actively doing those things. But the problem is they're not things that you can really solve overnight. For me, I joined that group to start to explore my faith. There's some other things going on in my personal life that I've taken some steps towards that I can't get answers on right now. They're like things that you have to figure out as like time goes on, like health wise.
Yep.
So I got like some tests done. Good. And so, yeah, I'm in the middle of like my growing period.
It's hard work, and I know it's hard.
It sucks. And if I'm honest with you, like, I'm miserable. I'm miserable, and nobody even knows except for now.
I'm sorry, Abby.
It's okay.
Yeah, me too.
No, it's not okay. And it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, I hate that you're in this place with all my being. I hate that you're in this place and that you're having to experience this. But I'm hoping with the work that you're putting in on the other side is something beautiful and great.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
And I just want to commend your bravery because I've had similar feelings, and I've never spoken to anybody about it, so it's extremely relatable.
Lately, you have also?
Yeah.
Really?
For a while.
Questioning God?
Yeah.
Ooh, your grandma's going to be upset.
Exactly that. Not necessarily.
I'd be more nervous about your grandma.
Let me clear that up. You're about to get me in some serious trouble, and I'm talking about grandma, not God. But I don't want to say I question God. It's in my household, you just didn't really have a choice. You know, Christianity was, that's what it was. You were going to church, you were going to learn the Bible, you were going to learn about God, and that was the path. And as you get older, I think I've started to become a more spiritual than religious because a lot of the religious things just don't make a lot of sense to me. And I felt guilty for questioning it and for not believing and feeling it the way that I was always taught to, in the way that my mom has and her mom has and so on.
They were like blind faith.
Exactly. And so, you know, you get older, life starts to happen, people start to act certain ways, and you have questions. And I've had a lot of questions, and I always was taught, you just don't question God. You don't question the word. You don't question any of it. That within itself is a sin. And so I've always tried not to, but it's the more you know, the more you learn, it's difficult not to.
I realize here that I am the most passionate Christian of all of us, and I'm Jewish. I got no problem.
You know what?
My relationship with God is solid. Hey, my Christian God is solid.
Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Carly, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, so I'm Jewish too. Not Christian Jewish like Burt, but
but real Jewish.
Oh my God, is this Carly? Carly?
Yeah, hey, Ab.
Oh my God, hi, Carly.
Oh my God, Carly the Jew?
Carly?
No, me and Carly, no. Me, Carly's my friend.
So feel free to reach out to me later. But I want, not pushing Judaism at all. Like, believe whatever you want. But one thing my rabbi has said to me, well, to the congregation that stuck with me, was that one of the, like, most Jewish things you can do is question if God does exist. Mm. And it's because instead of just blindly following something you hear, you reach out and try and find out if something is there yourself. And if you come back to knowing that God does exist, then that's great. But it was always something, like, really interesting to me because everything I heard growing up and, like, on entertainment stuff, it was like either God exists or, like, you're going to hell or, like, all this stuff. I mean, Jews don't believe in hell, so, but, yeah.
That's convenient.
It sounds like
it's a fun part of the religion.
So you pick and choose what you like about Christianity and what you like about Judaism.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Thank you, Carly the Jew.
Carly.
Carly, she's coming to Ireland with me.
Oh, she is.
Yes. I was like, wait, her voice sounds very familiar.
I have one more call on this. Hey, Alicia. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. Good morning. Hey, Abby. You are doing such a great job. I was exactly the same way as you at your age, and it's what you should do. You should take a second to figure out who you are and to figure out what your foundations are, But also know that you're not alone. Like, God never leaves you. You're not, like, floundering around out there by yourself trying to figure it all out. And that prayer changes things. So turn it over to him. Say, I'm mad at you. I'm mad that this is happening. I'm mad that I feel this way. And see how he works in your life.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you to say. I appreciate all the advice and for y'all caring and calling in.
Thank you for being so open about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we got to spur the other story.
Oh, no, that's coming up. We're just moving it.
Dear God.
Entertainment Buzz will come up next, though.
I deleted my tease. Hang on.
God knows it.
Yeah. No, God deleted your tease.
If God was real, he would tell me what to say.
Okay. This side of the studio is safe.
I would like to move my seat.
You feel like you're going to strike now.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Bert Show.
Oh, we've been to the parties like this before. In fact, I've thrown a couple, to be honest with you. The parties are over the top. The presents are all over the place, man. I used to say that I walk into my kids' playroom. If I took out 25% of the stuff, they'd have no idea it was gone. So when is enough enough?
And that's kind of where I'm coming from. I have friends, and they have too many damn kids. And I say that's having two myself. I cannot keep up with the amount of birthdays that happen every month. I can't keep up with what kids I got what toys for. And it's bleeding me dry. And I'm not talking about close friends. Like, Kristen, I would consider you a close friend. I love getting Jimmy presents. I like looking for stuff I think he'll like that my daughter, like, it's fun. I'm talking for, like, friends I haven't seen in a while, but they were good friends. I've never met their kids, but because we had a friendship, I send their kids' birthday and Christmas presents. And it's just getting to the point where we're talking, like, 25, 30 kids, and I just don't, like... Mm-hmm. I can't keep up. It feels like every other week I'm having to hunt down like gifts for 7-year-old boys and try and find something that's cool for this kid I've never met. And I like bringing joy to kids' lives. Like, please don't get me wrong. This isn't about not liking children. And I know I sound like an a-hole, but can I stop?
Yes.
Can I stop getting them gifts?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Even my closest friends, like the ones I grew up with, I don't get their kids' birthday gifts.
Really?
No. So I do one thing, and that's at Christmas, and I get them all like little cute Christmas pajamas. And then the other ones, I give them $15 gift cards to Target so they can go buy whatever they want, whether it's candy, a toy. Because my thing is, I'm not in their homes all the time. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they don't have. So I think there's nothing wrong with it. But as far as like Christmas like or birthday gifts throughout the year, no. Like you being here, having a party, I think it's different. Like, you know, we love getting Hazel and Max stuff, but if it's friends that are from afar and having to like ship it or mail it, absolutely not. Send them a text. We do videos. So that's what my friends do. And I got so many adorable videos for Jimmy's birthday. So my friends from Kentucky, my friends from Florida, my friends from North Carolina, they recorded videos and sent it to Jimmy wishing him a happy birthday. The kids did. And that's like the best.
And I like that. And I just know Hazel's going to start having more friends and Max is too. And I'm going to have an influx of new kids. Again, fine getting them presents. It's just about what can I actually handle? And right now it's just too much. And some of these parents, I don't do it this way. They don't get my kids' gifts. That's fine. I'll still get their kids' gifts. But at this point, I'm like, all right, I gotta trim the fat somewhere. I feel like your kid's gonna be the first to go. But I feel like an awful adult for cutting kids' birthday presents out.
Are you anti-gift card? Because I know a lot of people are like, no, that's a cop-out. I'd rather not do anything at all. But I don't have a problem with it.
I think it's great for older kids who might be able to go shopping and pick out what they want. But I think for younger kids who don't really understand, and a lot of these kids are super young, it's not, I think it puts more of a burden on the parents sometimes. Not all the time. I think it's fun, but I wouldn't want to do that for like mm-hmm. this. Some of these families I know have like multiple children. And so to be like 4 or 5 times a year telling mom to go take their her kid to go find it, I don't know. It just feels, and it's expensive. 5 mm-hmm. kids for $15, that's like $60, right. bucks, which is, again, I love them. It's okay, but it's just I need money. I need money for my own kids.
Is there a difference here between men and women? Because I don't think I've ever known or even thought of this as a man of getting gifts for your friend's kids.
The bar is set lower, but I think in most relationships, the woman takes on that mental load.
Yes.
I buy for Jimmy, though.
You did. He loves his monster truck, by the way.
Oh, thank does he? You. Yes. Do you like butt book?
We have not read the butt book yet, but okay. we'll definitely get into that soon.
I'm starting to wonder if my parents' friends are the a-holes because I've never once received a gift from like my mom's best friend or anything.
Me.
To me, I feel like that's like very, very generous, but I don't. To me, that's not an expectation that I grew up with.
Well, what we do is it's not so much me getting the gifts. Jimmy gets a gift for Hazel. Mm-hmm. Jimmy gets a gift for Ren and Ruby. Jimmy gets a gift for Asa. Like, it's the kids getting the other kid's gift. And now that Jimmy's in preschool, so you have your friend, like, you have your friends, your close friends and your friends that you're getting gifts for. And now that your kid's in preschool, he gets invited to every single birthday. So that's 11 more kids and 11 more birthday parties and 11 more gifts.
Don't you think you could recycle some of the fourth, like, level gifts to your kids now, and they still wouldn't have a clue? Like, your 3-year-old probably wouldn't know.
Oh,
he's got some that are on his A team, some that are on the B team, but some that he doesn't even use at all. Do you think that you could just repackage them, give them to him, and he'd have no idea?
His memory is getting really good. I probably could have got away with that at 2. I don't know if I can get away with that at 3 now.
They'll know if you regift, but they won't know if you throw it away. Because I do. They leave it out. It's in the trash. Bye.
It's the Bird Show.
Listen, it's the Bird Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.